All right. From everybody's, from everybody's left to right, we'll have Justin Thomas who ran to go grab Kleenex. Center Freddie Burden, A back Quay Searcy, and B back Diedrich Mills will open a run up for questions for these guys.
Diedrich, I had to feel pretty good to get a chance at some redemption. I know the ball just kind of slipped out of hands on the fumble. But kind of had to feel when Coach asked you if you could punch it in.
And man, it felt pretty good, man. I just knew I could do it. And had my teammates to back me up and push me in. I mean, help me. And it was just fun, man.
Justin, can you talk about the last series? Kind of had to be quite stressful, I would imagine.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably one of the crazy ones I've been in. I've been in quite a few. So, like I was telling them out there, it felt like a movie. We stuck together, we kept our heads up high, and we found a way to do it. A lot of guys made some big plays at the end.
How did you spin out of the sack?
Just will, you know what I'm saying? I just tried to do everything I could to stay up and just get the ball up.
So what are you thinking there on that fourth down play?
I seen what the defense did the first time, and they lined up with the same thing again. So I kind of knew where I was going with it, and I was just hoping that he was living. And he did. He made a big catch, and the line protected long enough so we could get it off.
And then at that point, are you thinking?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I mean, we got a shot. We good to go. You know what I'm saying? We got some momentum. And then a few more guys made some more big plays at the end. Ricky made a big play. You know, and we got the ball down there where we might have put it in.
It seemed like in the last few plays on that drive, you seemed sort of like your old self.
Yeah, I mean, I felt good. I felt good coming to the game. I feel good coming out. You know, I feel like the game could have gone better towards our way, but you know, we learned from it. I think we learned a lot, and we found a way to win. And that's all we can really ask for.
Did it surprise you how much you guys struggled in the running game?
We didn't really struggle. You know, it's just some miscues. You know, a few guys. You know. On some gives, on falling down, on for the circumstances, but I think we got a lot to learn, you know, learn from. You know, it's not a bad team. You know, they were the top five in the nation on defense for the past few years, so it was a sound defense. They played sound football, and we just got to go ahead and correct the mistakes that we made.
Fred, can you talk about what it was like? This is probably one of the best defensive lines you guys have faced.
Oh yeah, definitely. And you got to give them all the credit in the world. I mean, they're like Justin was saying, the top five each and every year. Thankful that you know it was the first game. You know, we could play a lot better. You know, up front. You know, that's the one thing you got to get back to the drawing board and doing. So we look forward to going through the rest of the season. But you know, got to focus on getting better each week. But I'm glad we got the win today.
Justin, could you notice the weather out there on throwing plays and other pitches on the option?
Could. I mean, it was strange. It wasn't a regular rain. You know, it didn't really, you know, it was just like it was there, but it wasn't affecting it too much, you know, but I can't describe it. But, I mean, of course, you can't play your regular game with any kind of type of weather conditions like this, but at the end of the day, our guys came up making big plays in the news in the past minute.
Freddie, what can you guys do better, what can you do well today?
I think we just got to focus in on our assignments. You know, they threw some different defenses at us, you know, but I think we just get back in the film room, just really focus in and dial into what we have to do and move forward from there.
So, they were showing you different stuff that maybe made it hard to know what the assignment was, I guess? Is that a way to describe it?
Or? Not necessarily. They did a good job of switching, you know, up their alignments and stuff like right before the play. So it's just mainly just being dialed in to, you know, focusing on if they do shift before the play, just making sure you know what your base rules were. And, you know, just moving forward from there.
Quay, you caught the 4th and 20. Did you have an idea it was coming to you or just the play?
Like Justin said, what they've done previously, how their safeties roll, I kind of figured. But I just knew someone had to make a play, and I saw the ball in there and just made a play on the ball.
Did y'all feel confident going into that play that y'all be able to convert the 4th and 20?
Oh, yes, we felt real confident. Justin, he kept us all our heads high, and we just went out and executed.
When the ball was in the air, you could are surrounded by that look like at least 3 foot defenders. I think it could look like 3 foot. I mean, do you realize kind of the color around you there?
Well, I kind of tried to zone them out, focus on the ball, and just focus on catching the ball. Like you said, bad weathering. So I just wanted to make sure I catch the ball and get the first down.
And then when you, I know Justin referenced the Cables were lively, is that kind of what all you guys thought after that play was made? What was your initial reaction? What was your thoughts? I'm curious to know, what was your thoughts before that play?
Just needed something from the man above.
that's what he said right there. Just needed something from the man above.
Justin, there were many games last year where you guys got down to the last drive or two and just couldn't get it done. Does it feel in any way like there's some type of either redemption or the offseason work put in affected your ability to convert?
Yeah, I think so. I think, truthfully, I think last year if some of the stuff happened, that happened in this game, we probably would have, not finished the game and kind of just let our guard down. But this just what we did in the offseason, the way we got closer, how hard we worked, I think it kept us that will to stay in the game. It wasn't nobody's heads got down. Everybody kept fighting, and that's what we didn't have last year that we had this year. So I think that was the main reason that we was able to come out with the win.
Freddie and Justin, can you guys talk about the pass protection? It just seemed almost like light years different than last year. Was that something you were sensing?
I know for me, I felt a lot more comfortable. Just being able to sit in the pocket. It was a few times. It wasn't really on the they either brought an extra guy or it was more of a coverage sack if anything. So I think that that it was like night and day better, just the way we're blocking it now. So
time for about one, maybe two more for offensive players.
For any of the players, when you walked through the tunnel and walked into the stadium, did it feel different playing over here? Did it feel weird and divided crowd?
Me,
not necessarily. We brought a great fan base over here. It's almost like our home stadium. We ran out, you could hear the whole stadium just erupt. So I felt comfortable out there. So I'm proud, thankful for our fans. Coming over and supporting us.
I mean, for me, it kind of felt different because coming straight out of high school into college, playing my first game.
hey. Anything else for the offensive players?
Danger, what was it like? I mean, it's a huge jump from where you were playing in high school a year ago to right now.
I mean, in high school, man, we had a good fan base. And, the stadium was kind of big, but it wasn't that big. Coming over here, playing like being overseas for the first time in my life, and with a big crowd. And I ain't never played in nothing like that, So it was kind of like exciting, I wasn't nervous. I kind of was nervous at first, but once I got that first hit, everything was just off.
All right. We can do one more.
Yeah, Dedrick, I think we were thinking about in the huddle, you said about, I can get it in or something. Can you describe just what happened in that last play,
Well, on that last play, I had my teammates, after I fumbled that ball the first time, I kind of got down. But them, Justin mainly, kept coming back up to me. Hey man, you got to forget that last play. It's time to play another play. That's it was over. What can you do about it now? You can't do nothing about it. So, I got my chance again. I just had to finish the play and drive the ball in.
Okay, thank you, Justin. Okay.